This is North Shore Today for Monday, December 5, 2022, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. Partly cloudy today, temperatures in the upper 40s. A gyrocopter crash at Beverly Airport yesterday has resulted in the death of a 66-year-old man. According to the Salem News, the crash occurred just before noon on Sunday. The identity of the man was not released, and the cause of the crash is still being investigated. Linfield voters will be going to the polls tomorrow for a special election to vote on a $63 million public safety building project. The project calls for a new South Linfield fire station and upgrades to the fire and police stations in the center of town. The Daily Item has reported that the town of Swampscott has come to a contract agreement with their firefighters. The package includes increased benefits, a certain hiring age limit, and cost of living adjustments. A former Salem Elementary School teacher is facing new charges, including rape of a child, after two more children reported that they were sexually abused. The Salem News is reporting today that 37-year-old Daniel Hacken of North Andover is currently facing 32 counts of aggravated indecent assault and battery on a child. Salem News State House reporter Christian Wade writes today that Marblehead resident Amy Carnevale is considering running to become the state Republican Party chair. Carnevale is currently a party committee woman. Republicans lost all of the statewide elections this past November. And the Newburyport Daily News is reporting the city of Amesbury did not have to look far for its new fire chief, naming James Nolan the fire department's newest leader, removing the interim label from the title. The announcement was made on Thursday, December 1. Former chief Ken Birkenbush stepped down from the job at the end of June. In the time since Birkenbush stepped down, Nolan has served as the interim fire chief. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi folks, this is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hi everyone, I'm Bill Newell with sports. The Celtics beat the Nets yesterday 103-92. They'll play at the Raptors tonight. The Bruins host Las Vegas this evening. The Endicott women's rugby team won a national championship yesterday. Complete details below in the sports section on the North Shore Today post. High school Super Bowl stories from last weekend. Titles went to North Reading, St. Mary's, and in Division I, the so-called shocker. St. John's Prep shut out Springfield Central 13-0. This is Prep coach Brian St. Pierre at Gillette Stadium on Saturday.
We're pretty good. Studying this group, I studied them all last year because all I heard about was Springfield Central, how good they were, so I kind of wanted to know. And they're good. They're really good. And he does a great job, their coach, Coach Watson, and that kid's special, that quarterback. My kids are special too, though. They played so hard. And they just execute. They believe. That's the best thing about them. They believe.
St. John's Prep head coach Brian St. Pierre with a literal shout out to his Prep Eagles. Kip in Division 8 fell to a very strong Hull team on Saturday. Kip had a strong second half, but they couldn't overcome a big halftime deficit. That is sports. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thank you for joining us on North Shore Today.